This episode of Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show is to talk about what's going on in everyday life and give great advice to good people. And it's not intended to offend anyone. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King brings back relationship advice, and this time to make it much more better. He's going to bring in some ideas and some suggestions to make sure when you do have a relationship with the person that you love, it's more better and successful without any complications. So everyone, sit back, eat your breakfast, and enjoy this wonderful morning podcast. And with me, hey now, Hank Aaron, with the news and weather. So, here's your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the most must-seen, talked-about podcast show in the world. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. And before we get started today, I want to send a shout-out to Kroger for hooking me up with what I need to get me through the day. Appreciate you, boys. Yeah. So, let's get started today. Now, a lot of you have been asking me if I've been trying to do another episode about the relationship advice. I'm sorry it took me so long to do that. I've been a little bit busy with work, taking care of things with the family. So, let's get to it. Today's relationship advice, number two, talks about the likes, dislikes of the person that you're getting into a relationship with. So, let's get started. Now, in every relationship, each person is different. Some of them are picky about things, and some of them just don't like some stuff. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be giving up on them. You have to come to a compromise. So what I would do is sit down with the person that you're in love with, have a serious conversation, and figure out the compromise about their likes and dislikes. Okay? Whether it's food, clothing, person, that's understandable. Man, some good Triscuits. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm eating cheese and crackers for breakfast. It's part of my new diet I've been working on. I'm happy to say I lost 2 pounds. Anyway. One of the most talked about on the likes and dislikes would have to be mostly food. Because you don't know if a person just eats regular food or they're vegan or they're vegetarian. And that's the most difficult subject. I have known people for years who have eaten regular food, but later down in life, they basically want to eat much more healthier. And some people just don't understand it. I've seen relationships all around YouTube and the world of their significant others trying to ruin their lifestyle and their life in this life because they got scared. Or they call them a pansy or not a real man just because they're vegan or vegetarian. There's nothing wrong with that, man. Look, I'm a professional chef. And I understand where they're going, where they're coming from when they want to change their own lifestyle and eat healthier. Trust me, I worked in catering events in places that have people ask for vegetarian and also vegan options. And some of them that don't understand it, they do this. They try to sneak meat into their food. Either by a blender or their special drinks that they're doing. And that's not right. Because you could mess with their health. You could end up putting them in a hospital if you do that. But certain people are like, oh, I don't care. As long as he eats meat. Or they eat meat. It's not just from their relationships with themselves. But certain parents have done that too. And they think it's going to be okay. That's not right. So here's what I would do. Just to make sure that you understand, make sure everyone understands how they should compromise. Grab a pen and paper when you talk to your significant other. Mm-hmm. And you write down all their dislikes and likes of everything. Then, when it comes to food, whatever helps them out, do your research on it. Go to like libraries, go to on the internet, everything. It'll make things much better. Because it's bad enough that that people like that are turning down love just because of a certain person's values and their likes and dislikes and their food and everything else. They're letting their egos and anger guide their actions. And people ask me, you never felt that way before? I feel it every day. But I have to be better and be there for the person that I love. So what I'm saying is, you have to keep your center and just listen to the person you love, okay? You can't be in their lives by not listening and also not paying attention to what they don't like and their likes. Just for now on, just pay attention and listen. That's a serious order. So for like, okay. If you're dating someone that's vegan, I mean, you don't have to change your diet because you're with them. That's a decision that you have to make. But if you still want to eat what you want and want to respect the person that you love, then show them that you love them. Cooking them something that's good for their health and respecting their values. Now, I do know when it comes to vegans, there's
they eat mostly vegetables, but there's also some other stuff they can also eat. Eat seeds, tofu, tempeh, and seitan. Plant-based alternatives. And if you're trying to make like a dessert, you can use almond milk, which is good. And you can also, instead of just using eggs, use rice noodles to make your to order to eat something very healthy. Now there are plant-based alternatives for making pasta. You can use zucchini noodles. You can use squash noodles. Everything is easy. You can even make noodles out of pasta. You can make noodles out of potatoes. Heck, if you can't do that, just make cauliflower rice, which is much healthier. And now, that's the food part. Here's the other part that also can help you get through it. That is the likes and dislikes of a certain person or in certain things. If the person that you love dislikes someone, instead of just agreeing with what they're doing, talk to them about it. And figure out why they don't like this person or don't like the things that they don't like. Because you're never going to be able to figure it out unless you figure out what is the root of this. Now, I know it will make certain people angry if you're having a serious conversation about their likes and dislikes and why that. And they're probably going to get even more angrier. And people are probably going to be asking me like, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know where we've been. So I'm just going to tell them like it is. Are you going to hang your hat just because you don't like a certain person's values? Newsflash. I've had friends who had done that a few years ago. Okay? And as far as people changing their values about their likes and dislikes, I highly doubt they're going to get rid of it. Because people like that are basically have tried to fix this, but it's still not fixable. No matter how much water you keep on, many times you put out that fire, it just keeps floating back up to the surface. You're going to have to deal with that eventually. Trust me. Now, if you have serious problems about that, you can try to go to couples therapy. Couples counseling. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I know certain people are like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's too much. Trust me. Sometimes you need to do that in order to figure out what's the root of the problems about a certain person's likes and dislikes. Because would you rather go through life and just by keeping your mouth shut about why they don't like and dislike? Or do you want to talk to them about this and find out what the root of the problem is? I think what intrigues me on some of these couples today is that they had problems about their likes and dislikes about their one another, but they're willing to talk about it and come through compromises toward getting them through life. Now, I'm about to send this over to Hank Aaron of what is going on the news today. Hank, help us out. Thank you, King. On today's weather is basically high of 59 and low of 44. As everyone knows that we are getting close to that winter temperature. This past week, we're going to be between 65 of high and the low of 40. But everyone might want to take close to Tuesday, because we'll be in the low of 39 and the high of 60. Yeah, it's officially started. Everyone, switch out of your shorts, wear pants, and start wearing long sleeves. And start wearing jackets, because soon it'll be winter and we're going to start needing to wear heavy coats. So guys, start getting what you need. Oh, and on the latest news, today and tonight in Indianapolis, at the Fieldhouse, it presents WWE Fastlane, which is wrestling. And it's going to be downtown. There's going to be a huge lineup of matches. I would say the biggest match ever is the Bloodline members Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso face the leader of the Cena Nation, John Cena, and the megastar and the GOAT. Where everybody say, L.A. Knight. Yeah. This match was made official last week. It was originally supposed to be John Cena and AJ Styles versus the Bloodline. But Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso took out AJ Styles. And the best way to put an end to the Bloodline is for John Cena and LA Knight taking on the Bloodline themselves. And the Judgment Day members, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, defend their undisputed tag team titles against the newly formed duel of the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and main event, Jey Uso. This match was made on Monday after Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso faced the Judgment Day for these past several days. The question is, can this new duel defeat the Judgment Day for the tag titles? And from SmackDown, we also have the WWE Women's Champion Io Sky defending her title against the former champion Asuka and the 14-time Women's Champion Charlotte Flair.
This match was also has title implications. The question is, who is going to win? Stay tuned. Also, we have a huge rivalry that's been building up for almost 2 months now. Seth freaking Rollins defends his World Heavyweight Championship against the King of Strong Style, the Artist, Shinsuke Nakamura. And it's going to be in a last man standing match. Well, Shinsuke has been targeting the world champion back for the past several weeks now. But the question is, will the Visionary retain his championship against the King of Strong Style? Or will the King of Strong Style finally achieve his destiny and become World Heavyweight Champion? And also, that's just been confirmed from last night, that the LWO will face this new group of Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. But one of the members of the LWO basically got taken out by this new group. So Rey Mysterio has contacted a friend of his. We don't know who it is, but we do know that this person will be here soon. We just gotta stay tuned. And also, the most talk about what's going on after her departure of AEW, the former TBS champion Jay Cargill has already entered the Performance Center and also has signed a multi-year contract with WWE. And there's also some other big news. She is here in Indianapolis, and she will be making her debut tonight on Fastlane. We're going to find out if she's going to be on Raw or SmackDown. Everyone stay tuned. Now, back to you, King. Thanks, Hank. Well, that includes what we have to go for today. Make sure you guys check out WWE Fastlane. If you guys can't make it to the show, go. You can watch it on Peacock or on pay-per-view. Join me next time about another relationship advice, but this time it's about talking about the big step, and that is moving in with each other. This is King Steven signing off for today. Stay strong, be peaceful, be mindful of others, pray for them, and stay true to yourself. And believe in yourself. That's your greatest power. Everyone, have a good day. Oh, and also, Wakanda forever!